Plans for Gartha shake-up face rural backlash. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Examiner reports that Gartha Commissioner Drew Harris has summoned local commanders to a meeting in Templemore next Monday following serious concerns being expressed by associations representing all ranks of management within the Gardaí. In terms of analysis, writing in today's Examiner, Michael Clifford praises the Gartha Commissioner for the intent he has displayed to get change underway, but questions whether he's going to be able to implement that change. The lead editorial in the Times echoes that sentiment. Under the headline, "Now for the Implementation," the writer suggests the first task of the organisations representing Gardaí at all ranks is to act in the best interests of their members. Understandably, that includes defending well-defined career progression and maximising promotional opportunities. Their analysis of change and concern about it must be assessed in that light. But the Garda is a public service, and ultimately, Harris will be judged by the public on the basis of their perception of tangible improvements in the service delivered to them. Writing in today's Irish Independent, meanwhile, Paul Williams suggests that a fundamental flaw in the plan is that Drew Harris didn't consult Gartha members. In another opinion piece in that paper, Declan Power is of the belief that the plan has the potential to free Gardaí and allow them to serve their community. Well, the paper's lead editorial runs under the headline, "Gartha reforms require full buy-in from the top down." Back on its front page, The Independent leads today with the line that Ireland is in the eye of the storm amid ongoing pressure from the UK in Europe to strip out the backstop from the Brexit withdrawal agreement. The paper carries a picture, which also appears in a number of today's other papers, on an inside page today of Boris Johnson resting his foot on a table at the Elysee Palace during his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. "Putting his foot in it" is the caption there. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Mail leads with a new study which finds that a low-cost 4-in-1 poly pill, if taken daily, could slash the risk of heart attacks and strokes. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on the recent court appearance of a female teacher who pleaded guilty to charges relating to defiling a child. The 24-year-old is to appear in court in October and could face up to 10 years in prison. The Irish Daily Mirror leads today with the line that just over €900,000 has been claimed by ministers under the dual abode allowance since 2011. And an apology issued by Conor McGregor during an interview with ESPN for his behaviour in a widely circulated video in which he punches a man in a Dublin pub provides the lead story in the Irish Sun. And finally, the Herald leads today with the appearance in Dublin District Court yesterday of Michael Murray and Natasha Rice, both of whom are aged 33, where they were charged with the theft of three waxwork heads from Dublin's Wax Museum, estimated to be worth about €90,000 on Wednesday. "Dummy run" is the headline there.